We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Speaking of winning tournaments, as Lincoln Hawk did, he eventually won that truck, we bring in Hoop, Mike Petta. Hoop, man, I sent you a text, or you know, a direct message, I guess, early on Sunday. And I didn't want to be out of line because some people don't like talking about those types of things, feeling like you can jinx it. I felt like we were both in a really good position. We were. You ended up on top, so congratulations. That was a nice win for you.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I'm not superstitious, so first off, like the message on Twitter didn't bother me at all. I know some people are pretty anal about that stuff, yeah. But I'm not that type of person. But yeah, it was a fun sweat Sunday. Luckily I finished on top. But, I mean, it was came right down to the wire. And we had some competitors. We had some other guys that were up top, yeah. Too. And it was fun.
So are you one of those guys that has to watch the entire time? Because I know, like, from being in this industry, and I'm talking about from a gambling standpoint, that where I know guys that will tell you what their picks are and they won't even watch the games. How are you when it comes down to it, especially when the stretch run? Because some people tell you, you know, during an NBA game, watch the last 4 minutes and you're fine. What are your thoughts when it came to, especially this weekend with golf?
Yeah, so I mean, I watch a lot of sports. So I when I know I have a lot of money on the line, if I'm not doing good, I say, you know what, I'm taking the night off from watching. I'm going to do something else. Yeah. When I'm doing well, that's when I like to tune in, and I was definitely doing well on Sunday. We both were doing well on Sunday. So I watched most of the day, and it was paying pretty close attention because obviously I knew the results are going to be good and wanted to root it in. But if the results aren't looking so good, I'll typically tune out.
I totally get that. Of course, Hoop is with RunPureSports.com, and I've talked about it. I won $136,000 on Sunday, and in that first place, so you beat me by a point for $200K there. Let me ask you. So I had a single bullet, which is usually how I play. I like playing in the single entries and depending on some of the bigger tournaments, having some fun. I know you do extremely well in cash games. Kind of give me your makeup on, you know, is golf a little different, or is it different because there's not a lot going on that maybe you're playing a little bit more in tournaments, or what's your take on that?
Yeah, so in golf, I always have done more tournaments. I mean, I'll still play cash games, but I kind of focus more on the tournaments. I just think there's a big edge in the tournaments, not to get too deep into like ownership and projections and all that. But I just think people get too worried about that stuff when they build teams, and there's so much golf content out there where people will overanalyze and say, "Oh man, this guy's going to be 20% owned. I can't play him anymore." Like, for me, when I build my golf lineups, I play the guys that I just think are the best golfers, and I don't really dig deep into the stats. And that's kind of, you know, the mentality that our team has at Run Pure, especially when it comes to golf. Like, play the guys that we think are in a good spot, play the guys that we think are good, and that's what led everyone to so much success last week. Was Bryson DeChambeau. If you tuned into any of our live shows or podcasts or any of our written content, I mean, everyone was beating that same drum. Just, play Bryson. He's the best player in the field by far. The course fits him well. And, that led people to a lot of victories this week.
Were you surprised? I mean, so I think the tournament we were in the 555, he was 27%. I just assumed that, a guy like that ultimately would be chalk. But I was just saying, I don't know how you get away from him in that type of atmosphere where he hits the ball further than everyone else.
I was projecting like mid to upper 30s. In my head, I thought he'd be, 38% owned. And I thought that was a fair number. But when I saw the 27, 28, 29%, I said, you know, I felt really good about it because every single team I made on every site had Bryson. And so when I saw that ownership, it made me feel even better about it.
Yeah, I had one great lineup. Like I said, I'm usually a single bullet guy. I put four in the $20 entry, and I had one lineup without Bryson. It was a really good lineup, but it didn't have the winner, you know. My guys made the cut on that team as well. But as I was telling AP last night when he joined me, that you had three different golfers than I did. And on Sunday, all three of your golfers outplayed all three of mine because I had in golf it's different, but I had a 25-point lead, and that can change in a matter of minutes. But, it was cool because, look, for me, I talk sports for a living. I've done this for 20 years. If I was going to sit down and talk basketball, baseball, or football with anybody, I feel comfortable. I don't care who it is sitting in front of them and having an argument and feeling like that I'm going to be on the right side of it. I don't know anything about golf. I knew one guy on my team, and I knew two because I played one of the guys, Victor Hovland, last week. But I didn't know anybody, and I was just, you know, like I said, I signed up for Run Pure Sports. I said I was going to do it on the air. Signed up for the deal you guys had going on a couple of weeks back, and when I had all you guys on the show and the site launched.
Yeah.
And it is interesting to see the different takes. Is you know, I look at you. Obviously what you're putting out there, and with JSU Rob being there now, and of course Mangone and all the guys, and like I just feel like there's so much valuable information there for a price that's extremely fair for people that want to play.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We're going to keep it even once football starts. You know, this is kind of a soft launch, but we're going to keep it at an affordable rate so we don't, you know, price anyone out. All our content or all our packages are going to include everything that we have on the site. So if you pay the monthly fee, you're getting everything plus the Discord chat, which is super valuable. We have all our coordinators, all our content producers, everybody in that Discord, very, very active. So there's a lot of features, and we're gonna hold on to all that stuff, you know, through this soft launch into the main launch, which will take us like right into football season, and we feel it's just a great deal. I mean, that's the goal with our site. We want somebody to be able to come, like you just kind of explained, come to the site. You might not know much about a sport. You can look at our content. You can make a lineup, and it's competitive. And that was a good example of it right there last week with the golf lineup that you built.
Yeah, I mean, has that happened to you? Like, so I know, look, with the guys that are playing fantasy sports, you'll dabble in a bunch of other stuff. Like, when KBO started, let's be honest, none of us knew any of the guys except for the American players that were playing over there. And I don't know if you're playing at all or how much you've played. The timing of it can kind of throw a lot of things off.
Yeah.
But the hard thing for me is I'm in Baltimore, and all the crappy pitchers that the Orioles had are all killing it over there. So it doesn't, like, nothing makes sense to me. When I sit, they're like, Dan Straley, he's pitching tonight. He's like, oh, man, he's one of the best strikeout pitchers. I'm like, he sucks. What are you talking about? And then I watch a game, and he winds up with 11 Ks. I'm going, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a guy that we're stacking against if he's in Major League Baseball. Then he goes to the KBO, and he's the top guy. I haven't dabbled in that just because the hours of it, like 5 a.m. Eastern start time, like, I have two young kids. I can't. Yeah. I can't mess with that stuff.
did you dabble in like League of Legends or any of that?
Yeah, just a little bit, like the League of Legends. I mean, I just like if I'm gonna play a DFS sport, it's something that like it has to be something I want to watch. Like I'm not a hockey guy. I've never been a hockey guy. So I've never really dabbled in NHL DFS. So I kind of just stick to the sports that I enjoy watching or at least paying attention to. And I was never a big golf guy at all. Like.
Yeah,
but since you know PGA DFS has exploded in the past like 4 or 5 years, it's gotten so big. You know, I've watched tournaments basically every single weekend.
I love the 4 days of it. It almost takes me back to I remember one of the best sweats when I first started playing on FanDuel, and they used to start some of their tournaments would wrap around into Monday night, and I remember having a great lineup in their millionaire contest or whatever the hell it was called back then, and I had Breeze and Jimmy Graham going into the game. And I felt so unbelievable because my lineup was stacked. And I'm like, I think I was in like 150th place or something. And I'm going, wait a minute. I've got, you know, I've got 8 quarters left. The best quarterback and his top target. And Marcus Colston caught 3 touchdowns in the game. So I was like,
but it is a good feeling, though. Honestly, though, on like Monday, you wake up Monday and you know all day, like, man, it's going to be fun. I got these guys going tonight. And they can win me some big money. It's like a good thing with golf. Like after Saturday night, we knew we had good teams going into Sunday. It's like, all right, cool. When I wake up Sunday morning, I know I'm going to have something to watch and root for.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was incredible. And the thing I was telling everybody, even not knowing a ton about golf, I was constantly checking my scores just into it, because it's 4 days and it's fun. And the first thing I'm looking for is that all my golfers make the cut. So I'm wondering what the cut line was going to be. I said this to AP last night that the week before I had all these golfers that were like minus three. And I'm like, I said like three of them. And I'm going, oh, okay, all my guys are going to make the cut. And then the cut line was four under. And I'm like, son of a bitch,
yeah,
man. Like, yeah, that was brutal. Last week was just insane, but this week was fun. And now I'm looking forward to this Thursday and putting everything together yet again. The one thing I wanted to get to you is that the NBA is going to be starting. We're hearing some players that are going to be out, so there's going to be some adjustments initially to see how they're going to work these lineups and what type of shape these guys are in. But I know that's – would you say that's your best sport, your favorite sport, or somewhere in between both of those?
Yeah, for DFS, it's probably my favorite. Just the speed of the game, it's just, you can rack up so many fantasy points in a hurry, you know, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks, and, you know, the pace of the game's fun, and I enjoy watching it. So, yeah, probably NBA.
So, in these matchups, I guess a lot to figure out with a lot of the guys that are bailing and what the rotations are going to look like could be a little interesting. As I keep looking at the Nets, I'm going, how am I not going to play Jared Allen if everybody else is gone? It's like, who's going to touch the ball for him? And then on top of it, when you look at the Wizards, now that Bradley Beal is going to be out, is that something that – so when you go – and granted, it's going to be different each day, but when you look at a slate and you see that type of value, that's cash game heaven right there, right? Finding a player that's going to play a ton of minutes that's going to be relatively cheap, or do you think those are great tournament plays as well? What's your take?
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing about NBA DFS, and people have gotten a lot smarter. You know, years ago, you could take extreme – advantage of the situation when one of these stars are out, you know, I'd always just, obviously you load up on the supporting cast because you know they're going to fill the shoes of the star. But now people are onto it. We see it all the time. Like when Giannis sits, you know, you play Middleton, you play Bledsoe, Lopez, you load up because you know they're still going to score 100 actual points and there's going to be a ton of fantasy points to go around. I'll be curious to see what the site do with the pricing on these guys. Like you said, like a guy like Jared Allen's going to have a huge role for the Nets when they return. I'm assuming the sites will get ahead of it and make sure he's priced way up so he's not just a plug and play. But it's going to be interesting because, we don't know the rotations. Like you said, we don't know the shape that some of these guys are in. But it's going to be exciting.
Well, yeah, I mean, just speaking of that, so Chris Middleton said he hadn't touched a basketball in 2 months, which I was like, man, that seems odd to me. And then I looked at Zion Williamson in his mask, and he looked like Bane from the Batman movies. That's going to be an intriguing thing for me. I'm a big Mavericks fan, so I love watching Luka, and they were saying he was out of shape, and now he's working himself back in. So there are some unknowns, but the other thing with this is seeing if I know you play on all the sites, but if FanDuel adjusts with no late swap, because if they're going to stack games – I mean, you're going to need to know injury reports and who's playing, or else you could screw yourself and you could see a lot of ownership in the early games.
Yeah, I think I'd heard that they are going to late swap, which is the right move. I mean, the way these games are staggered all throughout the day, like you have to have late swap. There's going to be guys that, you know, are, you know, scratched right before the game, or guys that, you know, don't end up playing. And it's just it's going to be a big cluster, you know what. So late swap is definitely needed.
So I was, I was following you on Twitter and taking you back to your cornhole game with Big T, and Big T joined us a few weeks ago. How'd that go? Because he just seems like he's one of those guys that's just kind of a gamer that's going to be good at whatever he does.
Yeah, he only does the things that he's one of those people. He only
I'm
does
the same
the
way
that he's good at.
I'm the same exact way.
So he'll play you in golf. He'll play you in cornhole. But he kicked my butt. It was tough conditions. I will say the wind was not favorable. He's more experienced. He whooped me up pretty good. But yeah, he's one of those guys that he's only doing things that he's good at, and I can respect that.
I'm the same exact way. I remember busting some guy's butt in beer pong. He's like, let's shoot some pool, and I said, nah, it's not for me.
Yeah,
like, what do you mean? No, I suck at it. I'm not going to do it. Why am I going to embarrass myself? So not a lot of fun. Real quick, because I want you to tell everybody, you touched on a little bit, but runpuresports.com. I've said it from being, you know, playing daily fantasy sports for years, and I've done it for a while, dabbled in it, probably play a little bit more than your average person, but a lot less than, you know, a lot of the guys out there. But I love it. I love the grind of it and finding out everything. Yeah. And the one thing I keep telling people is you're going to need help. There's information out there that's readily available that can save you time. And, you know, look, I'm the perfect example for what happened on Sunday with what RunPureSports.com provided me. And in 4 weeks now with you guys, and 3 out of the 4 weeks I've won money.
Yeah, I mean, we built a team that we feel is different than anything else in the industry. I mean, it's all guys that are playing, you know, high volume week in and week out. And I've just always felt that is important. If you're going to get advice from somebody for, you know, DFS, it should be somebody that has skin in the game. So, you know, we're essentially backing all our plays. We don't hide when we lose, and obviously we're excited when we win as well. So that was the main thing when we built this team. We want everybody to be a solid player and putting up their own money behind their plays. It's just a better feel all around. You know, we're going to continue on every sport. I mean, we're hitting all these. We have a great soccer guy, NASCAR guy, MMA is big,
yeah.
MMA, and we're building a really strong team for NBA, MLB, NFL. You know, a lot of the content is going to revolve around the big names that we have on the site. So we're very excited about everything that we have. And like I said, you know, right now you can sign up and it gets you all the way through, I think it's
September, right?
September yeah. 1st, not going to do a crazy price increase, but with NFL starting, you're going to alter some things. But right now, yeah, we have a 25% off code on the website. So if you go to RunPureSports.com, you can take advantage of that 25 off for, you can apply that to weekly or the elite that gets you all the way through September.
Yeah, like I was saying, I think you guys have some of the best minds in the industry. And JSU Rob, I still got to get him on here because I think he's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I'll get Mangone on too. I'll just tell him he's got to take a couple of breaths because that guy just keeps rolling when he's talking. I got to get in the Discord chat, man.
Talker.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I haven't been in yet, but I got to get in and say hi to everyone. But I've just been so busy. So, But hey, look, I do. I appreciate your time. And if I was going to lose to anyone, maybe I don't wish it was you. But I'm happy that you won some money, man. Again, a total respect here, and I can't complain because I had such a great day myself.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, Hideki Matsuyama did us a favor, though. I mean, we needed him to kind of implode, and he missed, I think it was a 15, or it was a 5-foot birdie putt.
Did he double bogey?
Then he double bogeyed on 15. He was just, I think, in the fringe or right in the rough off the green and two on a par 5, and he chipped it right into the water and got a double bogey. So that propelled us above two guys. I don't know if you were paying super close attention, but he helped us out there at the end.
Yeah, I found that out afterwards because if I'm being brutally honest, I was about 12 shots deep, just celebrating winning a nice chunk of change. And at that point in time, I didn't know who was hitting the ball. So
you got to celebrate hard. There's no doubt about that.
Hey, Hoop, always a pleasure, man. Look forward to talking to you down the line again, and good luck the rest of the way.
Yep, thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.